In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, all the readings here today are talking about bearing fruit, referring to the soul. The ground is our soul. Seed, essentially, is the sanctifying grace of God. Now, it also talks about freedom that comes from God's grace. Enjoy the glorious freedom of the children of God. All this comes about the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. What I'm going to focus on here today is the precious blood. The month of July in the church is dedicated to the precious blood. Just as May is dedicated to Our Lady, the month of November to the Holy Souls, July is dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus. Now the precious blood of Jesus, it redeems us, it cleanses us of our sins, and it protects us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when He died on the cross, there's a beautiful scene in the Passion where our Lord died. The blood and water gushed forth from His heart. He saw a drop go down and like hit the earth, the soil, and everything transformed. At that moment, the church was conceived. We'll have His birthday on Pentecost. Now, the precious blood of Jesus is mentioned 43 times in the New Testament. Just so you get an idea of the power of the precious blood of Jesus, how it redeems us, how it cleanses us, how it protects us. I'll read just a couple excerpts. First one, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. St. Paul says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 1, verse 7, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. Romans 5, verse 9, by His blood we shall be saved from the wrath of God. One of my favorites, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they have conquered Him. We have conquered the dragon. The devil, we have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb. 1 John 1, 7, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And the last one, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. You know, St. Peter saying, that you are ransomed, not with perishable things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without spot or blemish. You were bought back. To give you an image, picture someone that's in prison. How does someone get out of prison? Someone has to come, right? Unlock the door and get them out. And they have lawyers and advocates. Well, our Lord Jesus Christ came. All of us were in prison. Prison of original sin. Prison that we could never be in heaven to see God face to face. So He came. And St. Peter says, He ransomed you. He bought you. By the price of His blood, He shed His blood for my salvation. We could be free. Now, I reflect on that. I'm thinking all of us have been redeemed by Jesus Christ, but not everyone's accepted that. Now, this image that the gates of prison have been opened, but we do have the freedom to accept Christ to walk out. So many people are caught in sin. What happens is like they look at the back of the prison wall, but they don't look out the gates, out the door, and focus their life on Jesus Christ. If we focus on Christ, we come out of the prison and we enjoy the freedom of the children of God that He wants us to enjoy. Now, a couple of wonderful quotes here. There is St. John Chrysostom. Listen to what he says. This blood, primarily the blood of Jesus, we receive that when we receive Him in Holy Communion, body, blood, soul, divinity. Right? When we go to confession, the blood of the Lamb flows over the soul, purifying it from sin. Huh? This is a fresh start. All the sacraments have the power in the precious blood of Jesus. That's why that stained glass window there with the Lamb, representing Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, has the seven stripes there, representing the seven sacraments. So all the sacraments have their power, their efficacy through the precious blood of Jesus. Now, in light of that, St. John Chrysostom says, the blood, when worthily received, listen to this, it drives away demons, puts them at a distance from us, and even summons to us angels and the Lord of angels. This blood, poured out in abundance, has washed the whole world clean. This is the price of the world. So it flows over our souls, it protects us, it cleanses us. Now that vivid example in the Old Testament, sort of a foreshadowing of the Lamb of God, Jesus coming, in Exodus chapter 12, the Lord God said, and they shall take some of the blood and put it on the doorposts, on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. The Egyptians had no protection. So when the angel of death came, all the firstborn had died. When we receive communion, our home, our temple, our body, the precious blood of Jesus is flowing over us. In our whole life, I'll give you a couple of some devotions for the precious blood. When you come into church, you use the holy water. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. You bless yourself. What you could be saying interiorly in your heart, O Jesus, by this holy water, and by thy precious blood, wash away all my sins. O Jesus, by this holy water, and by thy precious blood, wash away all my sins. You ever notice people when they pray the chaplet of divine mercy, or they pray the rosary, when they bless themselves with the rosary, they then kiss the cross? There's a beautiful prayer that you could pray right at the time, right at the very beginning. I place the precious blood of Jesus before my lips, before I pray, that my prayer may be purified before they ascend up to heaven. I place the precious blood of Jesus before my lips, before I pray, that my prayer may be purified before they ascend to heaven. Now here's another prayer. This is a beautiful prayer of protection. 10 words. I claim the protection of the blood of the Lamb. So if you're a head of a household, a father or a grandfather or at your workplace, you could say the prayer, I claim the protection of the blood of the Lamb upon my wife, my children. I claim the protection of the blood of the Lamb upon my workplace. Have you ever been in a workplace or a place where it seems like there's maybe a lot of tension, just like, ooh, like a yucky feeling? I claim the protection of the blood of the Lamb to protect yourself. I claim the protection of the Lamb upon this place. Remember when I was in college, my father and I went into this music store, South Suburban Chicago, looking for some CDs. My dad was listening to like the big bands, Benny Miller, Glenn Miller. And we went into this place, and I just felt this oppressive feeling. There was something else there that you couldn't see with the eye. I claim the protection of the blood of the Lamb. A couple weeks ago at the Chancery Office, we had a meeting. One of the priests told the story that in his parish, parents had come to him and said, Father, my high school son, the last couple of weeks, I mean, he's been like, he comes home and he said, Dad, I don't know if I'm going crazy. Like, I'm hearing these voices and these swear words are going through my head. Now, this boy is mentally balanced, well, doing well in school, but all of a sudden, for several weeks, he's just going through this. I don't know what's going on. Well, the priest told the parents, teach him this prayer when he goes to school, when he comes home. I claim the protection of the blood of the Lamb. The instant he did that, it stopped. So something was going on in his class. Someone was throwing curses at him or hexes, people like that. You know, young people get involved with stuff that's bad news, opens the gateways to the demonic. So something was, he was the target of this by someone. Maybe retaliating, whatever. I claim the protection of the Lamb disappeared. The devil's flee. Revelation 12:11. We have victory by the blood of the Lamb. Obviously, the sacrament. That's where we're seeing it right there. But even spiritually, throughout the day, you're traveling. I claim the protection of the Lamb upon my car. I claim the protection of the Lamb. There's a storm upon my home. When I elevate the chalice, I've been doing this home for a long time. When I elevate the chalice at Mass, I can do this to the host too, but I do it primarily when I raise the chalice. This is what I'm saying. In addition to the intention of the Mass, and all of your intention, including lifting up, this is what I'm saying. Father, I claim the protection of the Lamb upon St. Mary's and Nativity BVM. I claim the protection of the Lamb upon all the parishioners of all who come here. I claim the protection of the Lamb upon East Dubuque Menominee. I claim the protection of the Lamb, etc. I go on. I claim the protection of the Lamb upon the finances. I claim the protection of the Lamb upon the Adoration Chapel. Because as you know from Ephesians chapter 6, St. Paul says real clearly, don't forget. He said, yes, we're doing battle here. We have different sinful incarnations. But on top of that, he said there are darkness and spiritual hosts of wickedness that roam about, that we need protection. So he says, Ephesians 6:12, therefore, take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand evil. And there's Pope Clement says, let us fix our gaze on the blood of Christ, We realize how truly precious it is that it was poured out for our salvation and brought the grace of conversion to the whole world. So something I give for your spiritual life to do that, especially you're the head of the home. See, when I do that as the pastor here, I have a spiritual authority given to me by the church so I can do that. So when you do that prayer, you got to be a little bit careful. Well, you have an authority. If you're the head of the household, that's your property, place, workplace, you can do that. So today, when you receive Jesus in communion, his ashes, precious blood, just cleanse you and protect you and your family and loved ones from all evil. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.